Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 598.
Happy Tuesday, guys. Mm-hmm. What's going on? It's a late one for us. We're just getting it through.
Have you heard of metacognition?
Yeah, yours is quite low at the moment.
No, so metacognition is the, I think it's the process of thinking about your thinking. Yeah. And I'm feeling irritable.
And you're thinking about your thinking?
Well, no, I'm feeling irritable and I feel like metacognitively I realise that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's the same as being mindful, I guess.
No, but what is metacognition?
Becoming aware of those unconscious states of mind. Mm.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. It's great because you sort of lean into the annoyance just mm-hmm. naturally, and then you're like, hang on, I'm annoyed. And it's amazing mm-hmm. that you can think about how you're feeling anxious or annoyed, mm-hmm. but still be completely feeling anxious and annoyed, mm-hmm. but also be going, oh my God, look, mm. like, oh, look at it. I can feel it like sort of down in the stomach region as well. You can be totally, you can just be sort of so sort of like zoomed out looking at this sort of hot mess.
Because if you look at it, you're like, oh, surely 97 isn't as annoying. Like in real, like the squeaking of the desk and the squeaking of the door, all
that
those things.
I was fixing that for you. You should be grateful for the fact that I did that.
You know, so what is it? What is the antidote to when you are in a moment of you're irritable? Mm. What is the antidote? Is it gratitude? Like, is it?
It out on 97.
Yeah, one.
Punching.
I wasn't going to say.
No, I think there is.
Ground and pound.
So there's the walking. I think going for a walk.
Yeah.
Annoying thing is I was feeling irritable, so I went for a walk, but then I went to the post office. Post office, very annoying.
Why?
Just a lot of people. Just a big line and just
It's what's crazy also is when you're in the spiral and you know you're in the spiral mm-hmm. and you can't get out of the irritable spiral. Yeah.
Is there a place for if you're feeling irritable, not to go back to Justin Bieber, but in his documentary, there's a bit where he's like, oh, geez, his wife is so good. Like, she puts up with a fair bit
from young Justin.
Yeah, is that acceptable? Can you be annoying? Can you have moods? Are we accepting that?
I think what you can accept is that it's going to happen and it mm-hmm. will continue to happen. But I don't think you have to accept. It's a trap. So mm-hmm. it's a spiral. Like if you're not, you know, observing it, mm-hmm. what are you? Caught up in it.
If you observe it and then continue, is that just as bad? Is that worse if you know it's happening but you still do it?
Yeah. I mean, I think if in your case you do it quite often, mm-hmm. you get meta on your thinking, mm-hmm. on your state, it's probably just as bad if you are always feeling it and not acknowledging it but still letting it continuously happen. Mm-hmm. There's another step to this. There has to be another step to it. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just got to ride it out. Mm-hmm. Like I do it. And in relationships, it's so easy to do because when you've got someone close to you, like, your mm-hmm. partner, Bree, it's like you can be annoyed. It's going to happen.
Would a red wine, like a glass of red, would that help or would that make me more irritable?
It would probably help. It's an anti-anxiety medication. Mm-hmm. It's not a medication.
Yeah.
People medicate with it.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, yeah. I definitely had a beer last night. It was fucking maybe.
Well, Sev doesn't feel like a guy that gets very irritable.
Do you, 7?
No, I actually.
11?
7-11. No, I actually got a bit pissed off on the weekend.
Oof, not even irritable. Pissed off. Why'd you get pissed off?
The problem was I was doing my washing and I put a black t-shirt. So I just throw all of it in and I've just got these few clothes that I keep out, like my black jeans and a black t-shirt. Mm-hmm. But my black t-shirt has been washed, I don't know, like 12 to 15 times. And so I'm just like, it should be fine now.
Yeah.
And so I put it in with all of my clothes and I took my clothes out after the end of the wash and my light colored shorts had been stained with some browny, dirty sort of ink. Mm. And the only thing that changed was a white t-shirt. So I was fuming that I put that in there. And because I thought, I was like, I probably shouldn't put that in there.
Yeah. So you're annoyed at yourself. How long does that last for you?
Well, no, so it kept going. And so then I was going on a walk and I couldn't find like my running shorts or whatever.
And where were they, by the way?
Well, no, so I built up this great story. Oh, it's like, bloody dad, he's like worn them again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It always happens to me. I can't even find socks.
You're in the spiral.
And then, but then you're in the thing, you're in your head telling yourself, that's a great story. Yeah, and then he's like, no, but
and you're wearing his t-shirt at the time, which is pretty funny.
And but you're still thinking like, like, great story, but then you disregard that. But they were under my bed.
Yeah, I think the.
Do you reckon your dad put them there?
No, I put them there, definitely.
Yeah. The spiral makes you a great storyteller to serve the continuation of the spiral. That's the problem.
I couldn't find my book on the weekend. You're not listening. Bray had put it away in the white section of our bookshelf. But I'm like, I have a real thing. Bray obviously likes to be organized and I leave things around, but I leave them around with the idea that I'm going to use them. Yeah. And she keeps putting them back to the spot. And so my biggest concern in life is I can never find where anything is. Imagine like living at a house where you put things down. As soon as you put it down, someone like goes and like moves it into a different area.
If it gets put back,
putting back assumes that we have a defined place that it goes. And that's
a book and a shelf, bookshelf.
But if you're reading a book,
bedside.
If it's the one book you're reading.
And that was my point. It should have been at the. And so Bree's like, it must have been left at your office. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I held myself back because I'm like, if it's at the office, I don't want to get annoyed because it's at the office, then it's like,
So she didn't even know she put it back. She was like,
we're like looking. Yeah, we're looking for it. I'm like, I swear I had it here. And she's like, you've obviously left it. I'm going to go through every book. And I went through and I was like, you're not listening. I found it. I'm like, I knew it. And so
an old man thing to complain about. Today we were on a shoot. That was quite funny. Did you appreciate the funniness that came along with
being the stylist thought that I had dad tendencies.
But which is an in-joke.
Mm. Which she didn't know was an in-joke.
Which makes it even funnier. Tully, when we were in LA, she just came out with it. It's like, God, you're like a dad.
Yeah.
Which was so funny. Walking to the post office is quite an old man thing to do.
It's something weird about just.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, but it has had a little bit of cut through. But just so you might have to sort of drive the show because I can't be fucked. What do you got?
Oh, mate. Bodie, fuck me, the kid.
Mm.
I woke up last night. And see, this is the, like, you're worrying about where your fucking book is. Mm-hmm. I'm worrying about an extra person in my bed that I wake up.
That and you created.
True that. It's more impressive than your bookshelf.
Amy definitely I didn't even put the bookshelf together. I think my bro came around to do that. Yeah. And we have to be careful. Like when Happy Harry stayed at our place, I was slightly worried that we'd wake up in the middle of the night to a douche. Because. It's not mounted anywhere. Like, so there is a potential of the whole book. It's just freestanding. Yes.
There's little sort of things that you can screw into the wall, but you don't want to screw into the wall.
And so Bodie's been sleeping in your bed?
Well, it's only like come 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 4 a.m., sort of like probably 3 onwards. And he does it most mornings. He gets out of his bed because he can.
Is he in a cot?
He's in a cot still. Hoons into our room, and then I usually wake up when he, because it's such a sweet sound, like the door opening at that early morning period. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's coming, and then we have a little cuddle. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he tells me he loves me. It's beautiful. It's like nice. So sweet. And this morning I woke up and I must have been so tired or something that I didn't wake up whatsoever. Anyway, he's next to me and he's fucking kicking me, and it was so annoying. I would have preferred just having to find a book at that point. But it was lovely. But no, I was thinking Bodie, like I had a meeting in Sydney when I was there over Christmas period where I took Bodie, but I didn't tell the person that I was bringing Bodie. Do you think it's okay with kids? Like, and it's like, you can't do that? Would that annoy you?
Should have been on the calendar invite.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we send him up a G suite? Yeah. Bodie at bigmate@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, I wonder. Nah,
but
so,
can you bring kids to shit?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Like my brother Jake popped in on Sunday.
To put together another bookshelf?
No. He was just like, can I pop in? And I just had a cold shower because I'm
I spoke to you just before that.
Because
like,
I was dealing with, what was it, a CSV file or no, what was it? I was dealing with something that was irritating me. I've been very irritated. I've been happy but very irritated.
You know what the title of this show is?
Irritated.
Dad's irritated.
I appreciate that. Or Dad's got my shorts. why did I have – I told you I was
– Yeah, it was
– I know why it was. It's slightly – it had something to do with you too, Sebs.
Of course it did.
Oh, no.
So my calendar, everything that I put in my calendar would be sent to everyone.
In the corporation.
In the business. And so Bree's dermatologist, you guys know about. When I Bree and I had a dinner on Saturday night, which ended up being –
Uber Eats.
No. Just very quickly on that. This is also irritating. A PR person reaches out.
When?
This is like 2 weeks ago, which I don't get into the rah-rah that much. And so I get this email. I didn't really look into it. They emailed again and they're like, hey, the first email was basically like, I represent a restaurant. Would like to invite you to the restaurant. You get $200 and just do a post about it. And I was like,
brilliant.
I'd ignored it or whatever.
Right,
I just hadn't thought about it. Like, it wasn't really on my radar, but they followed up and I was like, oh. And Bree sometimes looks at my email and she's like, oh, this is like, why don't you write back? I was like, okay, would you go? And she's like, yeah, that sounds fun. And so I wrote back and I said, oh, yeah, 1st of Feb would be great. Can you lock it in? I didn't hear anything. But Bree had put it tentatively in our calendar. And I followed up with the PR person, never got back. And so I'm not going to fucking rock up to a restaurant expecting a free thing and not having it all clear. But
you rock up to Rod and Gun and
yeah, that did happen.
Demand a suit.
No, but,
and so get it.
I did. I did get the blazer. Yeah, but it was in the calendar.
Yes.
And so you sent me an annoying message, which was your Apple Maps on your CarPlay.
Hang on, just annoying for you or for me?
Both.
Okay, yes. I plug my phone in because we want to go for a drive and instantly it pushes whatever was in my calendar up onto my
the restaurant CarPlay, location.
And it was JJ and Bree dinner tea. And then I was like, mate, sorry, I'm running a bit late. I just sent that photo.
Which just fucking pissed me off.
Did it? Because not it only, actually?
Well, no, because no, I said lol, but I'm like, oh, it's annoying. Because I'm like, we're not going out to dinner because we haven't heard from the PR person.
Fuck, I thought you'd be there and you'd be like, having a few glasses.
Nah, so I'm just at home just because they never wrote back, which whatever. But then, so the reason I had to have a cold shower on Sunday was because I couldn't work out why my calendar was appearing, right? Mm. And so the story that I'd created, right or wrong, was the only person to fuck with my calendar was 97. And
you
I get these two emails like 3 weeks ago. I get these two emails. Big media company has shared this calendar. Big media company has shared that calendar. And I was like, Sez, what's the deal with this? Nothing. Just,
you called me and I was out on a walk and I was useless.
Well, so I call him. I never like Sez is normally very good, right? Very good at taking my calls and just any hour. But there was a little bit of chewed of like, oh, hey, mate. Oh, yeah, I'm just walking with my mum because, you know, it's sort of Sunday. It's the weekend. Time. Like, this fucking
That's
guy.
That's fair. I'm on your side, Mason.
No, I'm like, okay.
I text you, son.
I'm like, all right. That's fine. It looks like I'm going to have to work this fucking thing out on my own.
Yeah. Because you were going to lead into it, but you went, how's your weekend been, mate?
Yeah. How are you going?
Yeah, he's testing. He's seeing the scenario. Yeah,
because mine's been a complete write-off with my calendar. And so, no, I'm very grateful with life, whatever. And so, I was trying to figure out what it was. And so, Bree was very supportive because I was just like I was doing the breathing. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't work this out. And she's like, let me help. Babe, what do you know about G Suite? And she's like, no, I can help. I was like, I can't even, like, the thing is, none of us can help because we don't know what the fuck 97 has done. And she's like, why don't you ask? I'm like, I did. He's walking with his mum. And his mum got dog shit on her phone.
She was.
How do you get dog shit on your phone?
She was carrying a poo bag in the same hand as her phone.
Oh, yeah. Mate, you're going to double bag that.
Yeah, so he was dealing with that. And so I'm like, yeah, I've got to do this on my own. And so I worked out what it was. And Bree was like, maybe it's Spark, which is the email client. I was like, it's not Spark anyway. An hour later, I'm like, it was Spark.
So I think it's actually one of your pet peeves of anyone troubleshooting from the outside to you. Yeah. Because I think you're very competent at working shit out tech-wise.
I think, yeah, my go-to is anyone that's trying to help from a troubleshooting point of view. It's like, stay in your lane.
People are doing it so, like, from such a nice place.
Because they're like, I just want to help with your anxious breathing right now. Yeah, it's like, have you tried? Maybe I'm just Googling. Like, someone says to do, I'm like, babe, that's fucking Gmail. No. We're on G Suite. Anyway, but I was way more calm than that. But I'd sort of bottled it all up. I worked it out, which was good, but I needed to have a cold shower. And so I had a cold shower and my brother Jake had messaged and said, can I pop around, just say good day, I'm just around the corner.
He does that a bit, doesn't he?
Sometimes, yeah.
I think I've been sort of on the phone to you. Oh, Jake's popping in.
Yeah. If he's around the area, Northside or whatever.
And well, so he lives out the sort of burbs, so it's nice that he's around your hood. So it's perfect.
He said, I've been painting. I was like, because he does like resin flooring, does all that. So if we ever want to get polished concrete,
mate.
He can do that for us.
Love that.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's all cool. Anyway, I'm having a shower and I'm just like Sunday, because it's just been a bit anxious and all that, something, I'm just like not seeing anyone, like just all a bit sort of insular. And then as I'm drying, I hear another voice outside of Jake. Mm. It turns out that Jake had brought a girl with him, but he hadn't told me.
So he didn't say...
hey, I was bringing my friend. So it's almost a little bit like the whole Bodhi thing. And so... Yeah.
Bodhi's my spawn.
Yeah. And so I had a bit of a... I had a situation where I had dried myself.
Are you nude in the toilet?
Yes, yeah. In the bathroom.
Small little bathroom.
And so I...
Did you take your clothes in there? Like, because your bathroom leads onto pretty much the lounge room.
Yeah, yeah. So I had the clothes. Okay, I was like, I just sort of...
the breathing's back.
Yeah, exactly. A bit like that. I had Taylor Swift playing on the Google Home in the bathroom. And I just sat there and I was like, okay, now I've got a choice. Either blow this shit up by saying... texting Bree saying, I'm not coming out, which leaves Bree in an uncomfortable position. And also Jake. And then also potentially if this girl is his girlfriend, it's like early stages, whatever.
Yeah.
If it is something, it seems like a pretty mean spirited thing to do the first time you're introducing the girl that you're dating
to be hidden
in her bathroom. So I'm not coming out. And so I just took a breath. And then just walked out and said, hi, how are you going?
Was it – so this is good because I didn't get to ask the person that I took along to see, but I didn't get to ask them. Was that – like I didn't really – I think
what are they going to say?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to say it to me especially. Mm-hmm. So now I've got an opportunity to understand how you felt about it first versus how it ended up being. Was it all good?
It was all good. The thing that maybe Jake recognized is if he'd told me that someone was there, I would have said maybe another time.
So he knew.
Potentially, or maybe
that is a story.
And so the other story is that he just like he's got the person there because it turns out the painting that he'd done was a date, one of those like sitting down, painting together.
That's Ryan John did that recently.
I asked. I was like, was Ryan there? It was on the same day, different place.
Yeah.
And so that's the story that I had told was he was painting on a work site and he was just coming back.
But
it turns out it was a painting for a date. And then so Bree was like, oh, okay, you obviously like didn't want them to hang around for too long. And I was like, why do you say that? And she's like, because you said very like pretty soon when you sat down. I was like, so where are you guys going for dinner?
You're very open in sort of how you sort of are in situations without saying it.
Well, I think that I've, this is a very dad move. I've gotten comfortable if like someone's over, if I'm done, I'm off to bed, guys.
Yeah.
And look, I'll just go to bed.
I agree with you. I have done that. I've gone to bed a bunch of times. And the thing
is, our apartment isn't very big. Yeah. So I walk the 1 meter. It's just like, it's almost a studio apartment. I'm nearly like going to bed where they're all hanging out. And so,
do you think that's okay? Because I do the same thing. Yeah. Like Amy's had friends over, I go to bed. I'm just like, look, I'm tired. I've got nothing to add to this.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Sevs? Because I mean,
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You go to bed?
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't think. No,
I mean, you've hung out pretty late with your parents when they've got family friends over. You'll hang out for ages just chatting.
Yeah. But that was like very occasional. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if I'm not interested in the conversation, then I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Jack Jansen still on the Insta feed?
No, he hasn't mentioned anything. No one's mentioned anything, actually.
Like, good, because it pissed Josh off.
No, but I think it's fine because I'm like, oh, well, what else is the option? So, like, I think that it all worked out. It was fine. And the thing is that I had a choice of being welcoming and nice or just being in my own head.
Of course, I think you did the right thing.
But I have in my life when I was younger, I've picked the other option.
Blowing it.
Which is just blowing up or just being like, I'm not coming out.
Yeah.
And then it puts everyone in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, I think you picked the old man approach, but it's fine. The thing is, how silly does it seem when you look at it from a zoomed out approach? The thing, though, is that it's hard to get away completely from that initial response or that feeling, because I know the feeling, but it's then just how you deal with it. And so the annoying thing is, I don't know how many times that could happen and you'd be annoyed every single time, and there's not much that's going to change it because it could annoy you, but you have to almost like lean into this annoyance to get through it, to get to the other side of it. Well, so it feels okay.
That was the one. So Nason, who we had on the show the other day, him and I traveled for 100 days together around the world, and he knows people everywhere. And that was one, like, we didn't argue much, but the one annoyance was him and I doing dinner, and then he'd be like, oh, six other people are coming now. And so he'd be like, oh, why don't you want to like see these people? And yeah, so that was always a little bit of friction. Or if he would come to Melbourne, he'd be like, I've only got a short period of time. And so he would do a bit of that batching thing where it's like, guys, you're there plus a few other people. And it always ends up being nice. That's the thing. All these things end up being nice.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of times. I remember I went to a party. It was like a small group, and the person had just invited, Bree had said, they're close friends, and we were one of them. And so there was a bit of guilt tripping because I'd said, no, I don't want to go. And they're like, oh, he's only invited his really close friends, so we've got to go. And so I was like, okay, we'll go. Anyway, we go and hugged someone. Like, I just – all I remember is like there was a hug slash handshake thing was going on with someone when I went in. And it was just – a bit of a nightmare. Like, I think I can't remember what happened. I think I went for the hug or handshake. It was just a fuck up.
And then next to the point, you're wrestling. Well,
to the point where the guy's like, oh, let's do that again. Let's do that again. And so I just remember like walking over. I said to Bray, I said, never again. Like, never, ever. Like, I was so right about my feeling towards this. Never again. There's no point. And so anyway, that's how I'm feeling today. But I realize that it's all... this is all temporary. It's all.
It doesn't mean shit, does it? Like, it all really is.
Yeah.
When you think about it, I said at the start of the week or last week of like riding the wave across a week, it's like you can feel so differently day to day.
What about like traveling with people? Like, traveling like as couples? Oh,
that's
you got to find the right people to do that with.
I've never done it.
I've done it before. Worked both ways, like sort of sometimes worked, sometimes hasn't. But like I've never blown up. It's only ever been just like sitting in my room just with my arms crossed, being like, we've got to go out there, don't we?
Why do we get so irritated? Why do
people
just flip, like switch.
Well, it's very much the kid thing. It's very much like you could probably connect it back to when you're a kid and the exact same thing happening, like family, friends or whatever pissing you off or being annoyed that that person doesn't. Like I remember like, you know, traveling with one couple and the dude was always just so rude to the chick. And you just sort of want to be like, hey, like you don't have to speak like that, but you can't. And so you just sort of like, and so everyone's just like, oh, sort of looking at each other, being like, oh, we're just allowing this thing to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas you want to be like, it always seems, don't you feel that for most couples, I reckon probably 70%, because Brie and I have been together for 12 years, we've had a lot of couple friends.
Mm.
50% of the time, you only like one of the people in the couple.
Oh, I think it's pretty rare to be really close with both, like gelling really with both. There is, I feel like there's always one that you kind of gravitate towards more.
And you just deal with the other.
And they're just like, yeah, they're okay. But you'd never say it. You'd never, ever say it. It's like, well, one comes with the other.
Yeah.
It's a pity.
But then you see the times when it's like they end up breaking up and you're like, thank fuck for that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be cautious
of talking about it.
Saying it early days.
Yeah, because they get back together. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anyway.
Right.
I could have gone down a hole with that one, but
why it's anyway, happened?
No. Mr. 97, I think what I'm excited about our relationship with you is that you've got a lot of this ahead where like your life and its your habits collide with another person and you're finding your footing. So in a relationship early days, it's like as you get older, your habits are more sort of ingrained and your weird little
quirks.
Meal prepping, just all the shit you do, my smoothie in the morning. Like just there is some give and take because you meet somebody and like you got to sort of just sort of slow up on a few and then you're sort of judging the other person's ones and what they're doing. You know, it's finding your footing as a relationship of like how can we make our sort of lives work together. And so I'm looking forward to you navigating and a lot of content coming from
it's
that.
It's annoying. Yeah. That's true.
Because there's a lot of annoyances. You're like, well, she's really annoying that way, but I'm okay with it because I really like her.
Yeah.
And then she's doing the exact same. You know, hey, you're a little weird unit and you won't go anywhere else but Aldi to get your cheap fucking shit. Yeah. That's really annoying to me. But I love you.
But there's also things that just like little things can be so triggering. My little thing is like, when we're having dinner and Bree's like, now, can you just get a sparkling water? Just for whatever reason, I'm like, I was going to do it anyway. But now that you've asked, you've taken any possible job that I can have, you have to ask. And I was going to do it. And so now I'm just doing what I'm told. So anyway, I realize that I'm very, very lucky that Bree puts up with me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I'll just leave it at that. All right. It's a daily talk show. Thank you for the people who have told a friend. I think we've seen an increase of downloads because people are telling their friends, which is nice.
What we asked yesterday, if you hadn't listened to that app, was if you could, if you're listening to this, text it. You can go into the podcast app or whatever one you use and share it through text message or anywhere and just ask them to listen.
Yeah, just send it to a mate if you think. Or if you're like, oh, my partner is irritating me at the moment. Maybe this is a good one for them to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this old guy on this podcast.
Yeah, listen to this dad and Apple Podcast reviews. Anything, Sevs?
Yeah, we got one from O'Macca.
O'Macca.
Best podcast. Love the commitment from the Gronks for 10 years. Great guests and chat.
Thanks, O'Macca.
Where's Macca from? Oz?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you've got any suggestions of guests, to hype@thedailytalkshow.com. And
got some good ones coming up this month. Do. I mean, they're always great, but I'm pumped.
Yeah, so am I. Anything else?
Belinda says, boys in black today.
Babies in black.
I had a hoodie on, but it's too hot for that.
It's way too hot.
Okay. All right. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.